Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'll be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. So tonight we're going to travel back to the year 1980, so all of our albums start with 80 for their catalog number. We're going to start with a pretty big hit song, and that's a song called Into the Night by Benny Mardones. The single from this, for Benny, peaked at number 11, and it went platinum off of his album Never Run, Never Hide on Polydor Records, and it's catalog number 80-294. Now, this song was co-written by Robert Tepper, who had a song called No Easy Way Out on the Rocky IV soundtrack, and I played that on a previous show, so again, it all comes around full circle. This song was so popular that in 1989, it hit the top 20 again by hitting number 20. I was reading somewhere about how some radio stations around the country has put it on sort of a playlist of Where Are They Now artists, and the song shot back up the charts again. So there you go. So we're going to play the hit song that hit twice in the U.S. in the top 20, and that's Into the Night by Benny Mardones right now on Random Draw.
This monkey sitting right on your shoulder. Do I respect your ID? Took out the reason from all that I told ya and said, how does it feel? Battlefronts, does art from my paper. People die for ideals. But I've got another way, don't tell them I told ya. I eat between meals. Give me one love, two together. One love, what could be better than that? One love, no desperate measure. One love. Thank you.
All right, that was Walter Egan and his song Baby Let's Run Away. Before that, we heard Sniff and the Tears with One Love, and we started the show off with Benny Mardones and his hit song Into the Night. Now, that Sniff and the Tears song, before I get into the song, they were the group famous for that song Driver's Seat in 1979. So the album we have in 1980 is the follow-up. It's an album called The Game's Up, and it's on Atlantic Records catalog number 80-367 here at WTBR. So again, it's a follow-up to a smash single. However, it didn't really do anything. It's their second album. It didn't chart really anywhere. I mean, it charted in Canada, but it didn't really chart anywhere around here. And that song went all the way to number 38 in the Netherlands, not here in America. But that was Sniffin' the Tears with their song One Love. And then after that, we heard another group that was, or another person that was famous for sort of one single in the late 70s. Appeared on a lot of soundtracks in the 90s, and that was Walter Egan. He had a hit song called Magnet and Steel in 1978. But again, this was the follow-up record in 1980. It was an album called The Last Stroll, and it was on Epic Records, Columbia Epic, and it's catalog number 80-380. The first couple albums of Walter Egan, if you ever listen to like Magnet and Steel and stuff, it sounds like there's Stevie Nicks singing, and that's because there is. He worked a lot with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks and the producers of Rumors and things like that. So they worked together. By this album, he was sort of on his own with his own group of musicians and producers. And there you go. And his fourth album didn't really do so well as his first few albums. But that was a pretty good song by Walter Egan called Baby Let's Run Away. All right, we're going to change courses a little bit. We're going to listen to a trio of female artists in the next part of the show. And we're going to start with a person I always think of more as an actress and a Broadway star, and that's Bernadette Peters, who in 1980 was putting out her self-titled debut album. And it's on MCA Records, catalog number 80-309. And if you think about 1980 with Bernadette Peters, she's just coming off the hit movie The Jerk with Steve Martin. A year later, she would appear again with Steve Martin in the musical movie Pennies from Heaven. But in the meantime, she was putting out a debut album, and she actually had a hit single on that. So this song we're going to play is a song called Gee Whiz. Hit number 31 on the Hot 100 back in 1980 for Bernadette Peters. So here she is right now with the song Gee Whiz, right now on Random Draw.
Man, oh man, what a prize. to find myself. And if I'm ever the least unsure, I always remind myself, though you're someone in this world that I'll always choose to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. As for me, it's getting down to the last unspoken part, when you must begin to ease the pain of a broken heart. Tell me, why should I even care if I have to lose your love? From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. Wish it was enough for you, all the love I had to give. I did my best to keep you satisfied. I guess you'll never know how much I tried, I really tried. And if ever our paths should cross again, again. Once I had so much to give, but you just refused my love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to myself. And if I'm ever the least unsure, I always remind myself, though you're someone in this world that I'll always choose to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. Though you're someone in this world that I'll always choose to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love.
Amy Holland with the song How Do I Survive? Before that, we heard Natalie Cole in the song Someone I Used to Love. And before that, we started off this set of trios of female artists with Bernadette Peters and her cover of an old 60s soul song, Gee Whiz, that she took to number 31 back in 1980. Well, Natalie Cole in 1980 was releasing her sixth album. Now, you may know Natalie Cole as the daughter of the great Nat King Cole, and of course, they sort of collaborated together in the early 90s when she won Album of the Year for their sort of duet album, Unforgettable. And she also won the Grammy Award for Best New Artist back in the 70s. So, and she also won a Record of the Year Grammy. She won 9 Grammys overall, so she won a lot of things. But that song, like I said, Someone That I Used to Love, was taken from her sixth album called Don't Look Back on Capitol EMI Records. And it actually was a pretty decent hit. The album only peaked at number 77, but that single went to number 21 on the Hot 100, and it went all the way up to number 3 on the Adult Contemporary chart. And again, that makes more sense. It is definitely more of an adult contemporary song. And that was Natalie Cole with Someone That I Used to Love, not Gautier with Someone That I Used to Know. So there you go. All right. So we finished up that set with Amy Holland and her song, How Do I Survive? That was taken from her self-titled debut album that came out in 1980 and on Capitol Records as well as catalog number 80-398. Now, if it sounded kind of like Yacht Rocky kind of a song playing there, it's maybe because the album was produced by Michael McDonald. He was one of the co-producers of the album, helped write a few songs. And speaking of, we just spoke of Natalie Cole winning Best New Artist, Amy Holland was nominated for a Grammy this year for Best New Artist based upon that hit single, because the single went all the way up to number 22 on the Hot 100 back in 1980. The album only reached number 146, but again, she got a Grammy nomination out of it, got to work with Michael McDonald on a bunch of tracks, so all in all, not too shabby for that song. So that was How Do I Survive by Amy Holland. All right, we're going to be back in just a couple short moments here on Random Draw to listen to some more great random songs from the year 1980, but first we're going to hear from some of our underwriters and some of the other shows we got going on here, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
Vessel sent shockwaves around the world.
Okay, alrighty, let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Some news outlets tell you what to believe, and they limit your access to the whole story. Some of them are just plain ugly and mean. Social media is filled with rumors, misinformation, personal attacks. Where locally can you get the whole story, unfiltered, so that you can make informed decisions at the ballot box? There's really only one place. It's on PCTV. On cable, on the PCTV Select app, and at pittsfieldtv.org. The whole story since 1986, PCTV. See it all and decide for yourself.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
WTBR. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
And we are back here on Random Draw. And I ask you, remember to subscribe to the podcast of this show by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, etc., etc. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. There you can see the full schedule of all the great local programming. You can get all of the podcasts for all of those great shows as well. And there's also a button at the top that says donate. All you gotta do is press that, and whatever you can afford to give us will be greatly appreciated and help us keep this great vinyl rolling for the next few years. All right, we're going to jump back into the great music here from 1980. And we're going to do another U-turn here. We went from a trio of female artists to a little bit of a post-punk here. We're going to listen to a group from England, from Manchester, as a matter of fact, called Magazine, which was a group founded by Howard Devoto after he left the group The Buzzcocks. And in 1980, they were putting out their third album, which has got a great title, The Correct Use of Soap, on Virgin Records, and was produced by the great Martin Hannett, who, again, is from the Factory Records days. So if you know any of the New Order, Joy Division, that sort of stuff, or if you've ever seen the movie 24-Hour Party People, he's sort of portrayed in that movie. I think Andy Serkis plays him in that movie. But again, it's a great act called Magazine. And this album hit number 28 over in the UK. Of course, it didn't do anything here in the States. But here you go. This is a song from that album. It's the first track on the album. It's called Because You're Frightened, right now by Magazine on Random Draw.
And I'm getting frightened. lot of empty words that I've already heard ain't gonna work tonight. Don't wanna talk about it anymore, 'cause that ain't gonna make things right. So now you're back again, you say it's not too late to give it one more try. Well, I don't wanna hear your lies.
Don't You Know What Love Is? That was Touch. And before that, we heard Eric Carmen with the song It Hurts Too Much. And then we started off this set of music with the group Magazine and their song Because You're Frightened. Now, Eric Carmen was best known as lead vocalist of the Raspberries, and unfortunately he passed away earlier this year in March of 2024. Now, in 1980, he was putting out his fourth solo album. It was an album called Tonight You're Mine on Arista Records, catalog number 80-378. The album peaked at number 160 in the U.S., and the single made it up to number 75. So not a big hit for him, but he did have a giant smash hit a few years later with songs like Hungry Eyes, and there was a few other songs in there. He actually had 8 top 40 songs in the U.S. overall in his career, solo songs, besides some of the Raspberry hits. So there you go. That was Eric Carmen with It Hurts Too Much. And we closed out that set with a group called Touch. And they're a rock band from New York City who were putting out their debut album, the self-titled album Touch, on Atco Records, catalog number 80-330. And they put out their debut album. That was the second single from the album, and it reached number 69 in the Hot 100. Not too bad for a debut album. Now, the singer for the band, Mark Mangold, would go on to work with Michael Bolton later on, and he co-wrote a song called I Found Someone, which became a big hit for Cher in the late 80s. So there you go. So you never know where these little Wikipedia holes will drop you sometimes. But that was the group Touch with their song, Don't You Know What Love Is? All right, we got time for about 3 more songs here in the show. We're going to start with we're going to play some really big groups at the time in 1980. And we're going to start off with one of the biggest, and that's Elton John, who in 1980 was putting out an album called 21 at 33. Technically, it was his 14th studio album, but it was his 21st album overall, and he was 33 years old, so hence the name 21 at 33. It was on MCA Records here in the States. It was catalog number 80-291 for the people here at WTBR. The album peaked at number 13, and we're going to play the lead single, the only hit single off the album, and it's a track called Little Genie, which hit number 3 back in 1980. So here's Elton John with Little Genie right now on Random Draw.
Got so much time. Shining new. just can't get any relief. I've swallowed my pride for you, lived a life for you, but you still make me feel like a thief. You got me stealing your love away, 'cause you never give it. Peeling the years away, and we can't relive it. Oh, I make you laugh, and you make me cry. I believe it's time for me to fly. You said that you had no doubt that deep down we were really in love. Oh, but I'm tired of holding on to a feeling I know is gone. I do believe that I've had enough. I've had enough of the falseness of a one-off relation. Enough of the jealousy and the I believe it's time for me to fly.
Speedwagon, and it's time for me to fly. And before that, we were listening to The Police and their song When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. I think it's one of the longest titles we've ever had here on Random Draw. And of course, that song was taken from their third album, Zenyatta Mandata, on A&M Records. And, it was on A&M Records. And that album peaked at number 5 here in the States, hit number 1 in the UK. They only released 5 albums. 4 of them hit number 1 over in the UK. Only one ever hit number 1 over here, and that was Synchronicity a couple years later for them. But again, that was a great, that's a great album. I mean, they're all great albums from The Police. But we could have played any number of songs on that album. Don't Stand So Close to Me, Driven to Tears. You know, Behind My Camel, I think, actually won the Grammy Award for Best Instrumental that year. So that was The Police, and When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What's Still Around. And finally, we heard REO Speedwagon with Time for Me to Fly, which, again, if you're a music fan, you're going to say, hey, Dave, that song didn't come out in 1980. And you are correct. It actually came out in 1978. But in 1980, Epic Records was putting out a 2-disc compilation album called A Decade of Rock and Roll, 1970 to 1980, by REO Speedwagon. And that was on Epic Records catalog number 80-299. They call it a decade of rock and roll from 1970 to 1980, but the songs go from 1971 to 1979, so go figure. But that was one of their bigger hits. That same year, 1980, they released one of their biggest albums, if not their biggest, High Infidelity, which hit number one. And this compilation album that same year hit number 55. Not too bad for a double vinyl LP the same year your biggest album comes out. All right, well, just like REO Speedwagon just said, it's time for me to fly. So you've been listening here to Random Draw. I want to thank you all for listening. And remember to visit our station's website if you have any ideas for your own show or if you want to donate some money on that little donate button. Again, visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.